Oklahoma lawmakers are fast at work on Capitol Hill, where committees have considered a number of bills, including a so-called health care share bill and a farmer's right to repair measure. And work starts today on a turnpike project in Oklahoma City. This is the KGOU AM News Brief for Monday, February 23, 2026. I'm Jim Johnson. Oklahoma lawmakers advanced a bill that would create an income tax deduction for members of a community-based option to cover medical expenses called Healthcare Sharing Ministries. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports.
These ministries are not insurance. They're nonprofits where members have a common set of ethical or religious beliefs and share each other's healthcare costs. House Bill 2942 by Catoosa Republican Derek Hildebrandt would allow members to deduct the contributions they make to these ministries starting in tax year 2027. He says he is seeking to create tax parity
relative to, current insurance premiums that might be paid. When you think about these fringe benefits for insurance, employees, employers, this sort of thing, they get a tax deduction on their insurance.
It's important to note these groups don't guarantee coverage and aren't subject to regulation by state insurance commissioners. The bill is estimated to cause a $477,000 annual decrease in income tax collections. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
And Oklahoma lawmakers are also considering a bill to help ensure farm equipment can be fixed independently. Anna Pope reports on this right to repair bill.
House Bill 3617 requires manufacturers to make parts or tools needed for diagnosing, maintenance, and repairing machinery available to independent repairers and equipment owners. Republican Representative Mark Lawson of Edmond and Senator Casey Murdoch of Felt authored the bill. When machinery breaks down, Lawson says some producers have to haul equipment long distances, and fixing it can take a while.
To folks in that industry, time is money, and a piece of equipment goes down and having to go and get it repaired oftentimes can really be devastating to a cycle.
Right to repair bills have circulated in state legislatures across the country in recent years. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
The House Agriculture Committee passed the measure just last week. It now goes to the House Energy and Natural Resources Oversight Committee for consideration. And work starts today on a turnpike project in Oklahoma City. The Oklahoma Turnpike Authority says the John Kilpatrick Turnpike will be widened to 6 lanes between West Wilshire Boulevard to near Northwest 122nd Street. Traffic is expected to be shifted and lanes will be narrowed, but the turnpike will remain open throughout construction. Bridges will also be expanded. The $23 million project is expected to be completed in the spring of 2027. This is the AM News Brief on KGOU, your NPR source. Find out more about this program service on our website, kgou.org.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.